This is Fresh Air. In Southern California in 1961, kids were starting bands to play instrumental guitar music, emulating the Ventures and Dick Dale and the Deltones. But you didn't just walk into the music business. The Wilson boys, whose father Murray was an unsuccessful songwriter, helped his sons break in. Today, rock historian Ed Ward has the story of the very earliest recordings by the Beach Boys.
Keep rolling, Hyde.
Let's do it.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me.
One day late in 1961, Dennis Wilson and his cousin Mike Love went fishing at Redondo Pier. Redondo Beach was a popular surfing spot, and Dennis, who surfed there sometimes, mentioned to Mike that although there were a lot of instrumental surf bands around, nobody was actually singing about surfing. Dennis and his brothers had a sort of informal harmony group, Carl and the Passions, and brother Brian had a knack for the kind of rich harmonies the Letterman and the Four Freshmen sang. Mike was a bass, so he'd done some singing with them. History doesn't record if Dennis and Mike caught any fish that day, but the idea of writing a song about surfing seemed like a good one. The Wilson boys' father introduced them to Hyde and Dorinda Morgan, who had a music publishing firm that had published some of Murray Wilson's songs. The Morgans agreed to record a demo by the boys at their home studio, and the guys knew that if they were going to make a record, they'd have to have a song for the B-side, and came up with Luau.
Let's have a luau, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. Let's have a ball, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. Let's have a luau, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. Invite one and all, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. Don't need to dress up, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. Come as you are, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. You bring the cola, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. Bring my guitar, loop-de-loop-loop, luau. Girls will all hula.
Having secured the rights to surfing in luau, Hyde Morgan rented a professional studio, and the boys rented some decent equipment, thanks to the mother of Brian's school friend Al Jardine, who was added on vocals. 8 takes of surfing and 12 takes of luau later, they had a record.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time.
In November 1961, Hyde Morgan circulated a dub of Surfing and Luau to several big record labels, who passed. He then approached a tiny label called Candix, who thought the name the group was using, the Pendletones, after the plaid Pendleton shirts surfers favored, was too obscure. The promo man for the distributor who handled Candix, Russ Regan, nixed the name, as well as the Surfers, there already was one, the Hang Tens, and the Woodies, and suggested the Beach Boys. So on November 27, Surfin' was released and radio went on it immediately. The group first heard it in Brian's car as they were driving in the rain down Hawthorne Boulevard. A week later, the song won the Best New Song contest on KDAY, and the momentum grew. In no time, it was the number 3 record in Los Angeles. They were playing gigs, they performed on television, and in early February 1962, they went back into the studio with Hyde Morgan for a follow-up. Brian and Mike had written an up-tempo number, Surf and Safari. Carl, who'd just bought a new Telecaster guitar, wrote an instrumental, Karate. And Brian, inspired by his new girlfriend, wrote 2 songs for her, the first time he'd written something all by himself.
Surfer Girls, take 1.
Surfer Girl.
This time they were high tech. Brian's lead vocal would be dubbed on later, and the second song gave the surfer girl a name.
Judy, 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 Papa Judy.
Oh, Judy!
But the Beach Boys were already being pursued by the big time. Capitol Records was still reeling from the loss of its two biggest stars, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, and searching like crazy for a hit, even one about a fad. This kept Hite Morgan from releasing these tunes, although he did sell a sped-up version of Surf and Safari to the Ariola label in Germany, oddly enough. But the story wasn't quite over. Hite saw that Mattel, a toy company in Hawthorne, was bringing out boy and girl dolls named Barbie and Ken. And, thinking it might be worth exploiting, had his son write a song, Barbie, and got some of the Beach Boys to record it. Sang lead, Carl and Al sang backup, as did someone named Val Pagliuto, and in a duet with Brian in the middle of the song, Audrey Wilson, the boy's mother. By summer, the Beach Boys were Capitol Records recording artists and national hitmakers. Hite Morgan was left with a couple thousand unsold copies of Barbie and his memories of some sessions that made history.
Ed Ward is the author of the forthcoming book, The History of Rock and Roll, Volume 1, 1920 to 1963. He played music from the new collection, Becoming the Beach Boys. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Donald Trump has declined to release his tax filings, but Washington Post reporter David Farenthold has looked into Trump's finances and claims about his charitable giving by investigating the Trump Foundation. We'll talk about what Farenthold has discovered with the help of social media and crowdsourcing. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Challoner. John Sheehan directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.